saying that there is indeed something in the name. I've faced a lot of situations where I've had people mispronouncing my name, and it often leaves me thinking if they are indeed referring to me or somebody else. As much as I love my name, I also love for it to be pronounced in the right manner. The worst amongst all of this came from my lecturer in engineering. Unfailingly, for 2 whole years, every single day, he ensured that he ended my name with one loud hiss. So it went Pratyus, and that was where it stopped. No A whatsoever, and no prejudice from one day to the next. I kept hoping that at least through the next 2 years, he would learn how to pronounce my name the right manner. It didn't happen then, and today, he still stays true to what he used to do all the way. I'm a Bangalorean from Kerala, a proud Keralite. I love coconut, coconut oil, and everything malu that being a Palakkadayar has brought into me. The story of my life, as I would put it, begins with being born in a small, teeny-weeny place called Pattambi in Palakkad, and shortly moving to Bangalore a couple of months later. The next 5 years or so of my life were largely spent with my older sibling, constantly wondering where this teeny-weeny, whiny blob came in from nowhere, just to ruin her monopoly at home. 5 years it took for her to accept the fact that she had no way out but to put up with me. And then began my pampered little one at home phase, which I am still a big beneficiary of. Needless to say, this realization that my sister had in me, had in herself, found me my best friend for life, which I know for a fact is going to be there, is going to continue for as long as I live. Schooling at Sophia High School in Bangalore was undoubtedly the best thing to happen to me. 13 blissful years spent there brought out a completely new individual in me. I was fortunate enough to meet a number of teachers and mentors over there who taught me to believe in myself and helped me bring out many facets of my personality which would have definitely remained hidden if not for them. I was taught to believe that the journey was a lot more significant than the destination. And needless to say, I found my first set of 2 a.m. friends who continue to be just as special as they were back then. Post-schooling, I did my engineering for Bangalore Institute of Technology here in Bangalore. And engineering quite literally brought out the lady from within the tomboy that I was until then. 2 biggest beneficiaries, one, my mom. She had enough of dealing with wounds and bruises that I came back with every single day. And second, my grandma. She was finally convinced that I was indeed a girl, not a guy in the guise of a girl, and she was finally happy that maybe someday in my life, I will succeed in finding a boy who would eventually get married to me without me intimidating him or scaring the daylights out of him. After engineering, I started working at NDS. I worked at NDS in Cisco for a little less than 5 years, and from Feb this year, I am part of Oracle. I work in the ADF sustainable engineering team here. From being unable to lift my right hand when in college after an accident to where I am today has definitely made me believe in the fighter within me. Adversity and the fortitude that followed have taught me many lessons in life that I would love to implement through each day of my life. My mother always told me one thing through each of these, each of the days when we had a lot of troubles. So she said, the beauty of life and the importance of life is to live each day as a celebration of happiness rather than a pursuit of happiness. And that is something I try to incorporate in every day of living, and I hope it will continue with me until it would probably be written on my epitaph. Being as talkative, personable, and a gregarious person has enriched me with one big group of friends. Needless to say, there's never a dearth of company for to hang out over weekends or to pursue my favorite hobby of traveling. Quite a travel junkie, love taking off on impromptu trips whenever possible. Apart from that, I love listening to music. A huge A.R. Rahman fan. I would definitely love to be at least a gatekeeper at his music school or bungalow or whatever, so I get to see him and probably sneak into one of his recording sessions. Apart from that, I also like reading, though off late I haven't been able to read as much as I would love to. Going ahead in the future, I would definitely like to join the teaching profession. For now, I work as part of an NGO, and I teach school children at government schools on weekends. And having worked in a small capacity with an NGO and with my love for teaching, I would definitely be happy to find some role which probably combines the best aspects of both. I've always wanted to be a Toastmaster ever since I attended a couple of informal Toastmaster sessions back in school. One session at IBC Titans a couple of months back only strengthened this desire, and that's why I stand here today. Thank you. So this is me in a nutshell, and I hope I have a wonderful journey as a Toastmaster with all of you.